Looking ahead to the weekend, a big weekend of fun and a big weekend of fundraising, you know, with a super event that is happening for the 10th year. Is that, where are my people at? Barrett, Tommy, what are you guys doing? How are you?
We're good.
Well, that's not a blast. Thanks for the great weather report, brother.
We're going to try to get that rain out of there early in the morning on Saturday. So when everybody's having some fun and getting funky at the Upland Brewing Company on Saturday evening, we're going to just worry about raising some money for a great cause and having a great time. Barrett, we've been doing this forever. It was finally great to meet you in the quote-unquote off-season. And here we are back getting ready for another edition of Funk Fest. Is this really the 10th edition? Is time going that quickly?
Carl passed away 12 years ago on August 2nd, and we missed a couple of years during the pandemic, so this is officially the 10th year of the event.
Well, it's a great remembrance for a man who was so passionate about the lives of children. Talk about your charitable partner here, Barrett, and how this all came together. And here we are, again, 10 events later, 12 years later, to make a difference in our community.
Yeah. So we established an endowment, a scholarship at the Community Foundation. And with the Upland Brewery and the Boys and Girls Club, we are able each year to host this event that raises money. We have some sponsors that have been loyal people to help me get it put together, and a lot of family, friends, coworkers, old teammates, really even back to the Boys Club when Carl was a member there, who all come together and help me put it together and host it and set it up and take it down. The Upland is a great host, and so all of the profits that we do have each year go towards the scholarship, which is then we give away what is essentially the interest on all of the funds that we've raised each year. It will go on forever, even when we're done hosting it sometime. And then a scholarship recipient, who is a former Boys and Girls Club member, who is a senior each year, goes through the process of applying for the scholarship, and this year's winner is Kara Brinkley, and she was presented a $2,000 scholarship, and will speak at the event. We always ask the recipients to come and be introduced and say a little bit in front of the crowd, which is always a little, you know, overwhelming for them, but they've always been really great.
The crowd is raucous. It's rowdy. That's how it should be. I know you. Now that I know all who's in charge here, I know this will be rowdy and rocking and a great time. How does your scholarship process work, Barrett? Is there a way people can apply for this? How does that go on?
Oh yeah, I mean, each year we do our best to try to put it out to high school seniors at North, South, and the
Edgewood in the Academy.
The Academy, not Edgewood, okay. And they go to the Community Foundation of Bloomington and Monroe County, their website, and they can go on there and pull up the scholarship and apply. Anybody who is a member of the Boys and Girls Club now or in their life can go to the Boys and Girls Club, and they will help them complete the scholarship application. And once they do that, then we have a committee that does the selection of the winner.
And that committee each year has, well, I'm guessing, a very difficult job because we have so many great young people in this community trying to make a difference. So congratulations to Kara. She will tell her story coming up on Saturday. Tommy Richardson, what time are we going to open the doors at the Upland Brewing Company coming up this Saturday for the Big Kings Blues Barbecue and Funk Fest?
6 o'clock, glass. We'll be there early. Actually, we're going to start at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning with Will getting all the yummy food together and prepping the ribs and things like that. Gates open at 6 p.m. Band starts at 6:30. We'll have the food up and ready to roll when gates open at 6.
So it's time to eat, it's time to celebrate and have some fun. Now, when you talk about Will having it all ready, I'm going to guess that's Will T.
The one and only Will T. He's reached emeritus status now as the grill master of this city. And Will's just amazing. And Will and Carl, of course, were good friends. And Will does this out of his heart. And it's just splendid. There's only one Will T. And we're honored to have him for this event. He's been with us all 10 years.
Great. Now I'm hungry, and I have to wait till Saturday at 6 o'clock at Upland when the doors open to get some of this fantastic food. Well, there's the BBQ, the Blues and Funk Fest part, Barrett. Who is your band of honor this year? I know they're going to put on a great show and keep us rocking all night long.
Yeah, and I also, sorry, Glass, I want to share that also Brightside Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to have our, you know, I've got a close tie to them, family ties. This thing's all about family, and they're going to be there with some goodies for our dessert items. So the band will be King Bee and the Stinger. They'll play from 6:30 to 8:30, and then from 9 to 11 is Dynamics. And they are two bands that have been with us every single year. They also give a give me a break on the costs. And they, some of those band members, especially with the Dynamics, also knew Carl. So it's always very personal. It really is a very personal night for a lot of people that are there. And we really have a great time.
It's personal, and it's a celebration. It brings the community together. It betters our community, and that's why each year I always get excited talking to you guys about putting it all together. Folks, it's coming up this Saturday, not next Saturday, not a month from now. It is August 3rd at the Upland Brewery. Everybody knows where Upland is. They're on 11th Street. Gates open at 6 o'clock, and it's going to go until, well, the Dynamics have had enough and then decide they need to go home. The good news is, let's get some tickets. How do we get our tickets? Where do we get our tickets? And what does a ticket for the event provide for this big celebration coming up on Saturday?
Well, thank you for asking, because first of all, a ticket includes a meal and those bands, and we provide some seating. People are welcome to bring their own chairs. That is certainly wonderful. Gates open at 6, and that is when tickets go on sale. We don't do any pre-sale tickets. And adults, I did advertise the adult ticket as $35 this year, but I'm hot news. It is actually, we're going to take it back to last year's at $30, because I just feel like everybody needs the opportunity to come, and it's, you know, money is tight for people, so we're going to stick with last year's cost of $30 for adults.
Now, let me jump in here, Barrett, because if somebody comes to the gate and wants to give more money, that will all go to the charity foundation.
Yes.
That will go to the scholarship,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. So
we absolutely take donations, and we get donations every year. So if anybody wants to do that, we do take credit cards as well as cash.
And then also youth tickets are available. And under 6,
yeah,
you get a little free fun there.
That's right. Thank you. You are so good. yes, under 6, we offer a free hot dog and chips meal, and they get into the event free. We also have some games and some balloon, you know, tying balloons and some kiddie things for kids who want to hang out and play. So, yeah, it's a family event.
It is outstanding. Gates open 6 o'clock. Again, King Bee and the Stingers, 6:30. Dynamics following the Kings Blues Barbecue and Funk Fest. Barrett Deal and Tommy Richardson joining me today. Tommy, what's on the menu? Let's get to the important things.
Yes, sir. We'll have Will's Fabulous Ribs. We're going to do some pulled pork. We'll have some chicken. And the sides this year will be baked beans and potato salad. And we're gonna, we got some rolls ordered. We're gonna pick them up piping hot around midday on Saturday. So those, the rolls are gonna go great with the meal.
No need to cook, folks. Just stop on by, contribute to a great cause, grab some fantastic music and friendship while all supporting a great cause. And let's not, Barrett, forget our friends at Upland who are providing such a great space. I bet I can get a cold adult beverage or two from our friends fresh out of the brewery.
Try to provide free bottled water as long as it lasts on the property and in a variety of coolers. The Upland will provide people an opportunity to purchase soda or wine, and their beverages, their beer. We have a few selections that they also set up and sell that night. Yes, everybody enjoys that.
Now,
if I may, one of the cool things about the Upland is Carl was one of their favorites there, and he just loved the Upland back in the day because of how kind and generous the whole staff was. So there's a cool connection to this venue because Carl was a superstar in there, but certainly Carl appreciated the way that that staff honored and treated everyone. So that's a cool thing right there.
Absolutely. Hot food, hot music, and a cool vibe. You can't get a better event than all this. Okay, Barrett, what can we bring? You want me to bring a lawn chair, right? Just in case there's not enough seating, we can do that. An umbrella, something. It's going to be a little warm, 88 on Saturday afternoon. Everything's outside, right?
Yes, it is. It is outside. And, you know, last year we got off this call, and we all thought the weather was going to be beautiful. And then all day we kind of had clouds, a little bit of rain here and there throughout the community. But it held off, and we had a beautiful day. So I would encourage people to check, make sure that, because we're probably going to be there. We do a lot of praying ahead, and we've got the best insurance available. So.
Yeah, and one other thing about that, the temperature there, on the west side of the Upland, of the dance floor or the parking lot, there's a bunch of trees there. So the sun really goes down about 6:30, and it gets pretty cool pretty quick. Not only the weather as well. The whole thing's cool, but it's always worked out, Mike, on the weather. So it's going to be just fine.
So if you want to bring a bottle of water or what to cool you off, do that as well. You can do all that. Tickets available at the door starting at 6 o'clock. You can use cash or credit. And remember, under 6 years old are free. And get a little hot dog and chips meal as well. So great food, great music, great, again, great fraternity, getting everybody together in this. And thanks to Upland. Barrett, also, go ahead and thank your sponsors as well. We'll give them a chance to get out there, and so people in our community can know who helps take care of us.
You know what? I don't have my full list with me, and I would not want to leave anybody out. So I'm going to hold off on that. But those people are all personal friends and family. So I will thank you. That is a really nice offer. But I'll do that on the stage on Friday. I don't want to leave anybody out.
Give them a hug when they walk in the door.
That's right.
So, folks, you're not mishearing us. The tickets are not available in advance. It's day of the show. The doors open at 6 o'clock. So grab your friends, grab your folks, and head to the Upland. That's this Saturday, 6 o'clock, for the King's Blues Barbecue and Funk Fest, the 10th edition here in 2024. Barrett, Tommy, thank you so much, and we'll catch you on Saturday night at the Upland.
Thanks.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Glass. You're the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Great to support a cause with great people involved and giving back to our community. And what a show they're going to put on. King being the Stingers and the Dynamics. That's a double bill that just doesn't happen all the time, folks. So $35, you can give the extra $5. You can do that. $30 tickets for adults. You get a plate of barbecue with sides, your choice of meat, and all the great things that go along with it, and two bands that don't often appear on the same bill, all for a great cause. The Upland Brewery, coming up this Saturday at 6 o'clock. King's Blues Barbecue and Funk Fest 2024.